At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Are you ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
I just want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Show me the money.
Just a remix. Yeah. All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Oh, you didn't know?
My shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, I'm on the grind. Yeah, I got the green, I'm the champ, I'm the genie of the lamp.
This is the gift I was given, so I just live by my hustle.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
Hey, hey, what up, what up? We got another best ball draft going down. Yes, this one is the number 245. It is for the Fugitive Division. We have just gotten into the fourth round here. Let's go. We are on our way to 300. And shout out to Stone Cold Day Gamer. What up, what up? All right, we got CB Dizzle. What up, what up? CB Dizzle said, Keaton looked good, DJ not so much. Yeah, and it's preseason. It's crazy because the Ravens, they came out looking like amazing, and then they made then they make their substitutions, and then they've just been stuck in the mud for the last quarter and a half, two quarters. Toyota One, what up, what up? What's going down? Marco from the future, what up, what up? CB Dizzle, Cam Ward or Bryce Young? I'm leaning Cam Ward. Yeah. I know that Bryce could still take a step up. I think we already know what he is. He's shown it. TJ in the house. What up, what up, TJ? What's going down? So, for anybody who is watching, Anthony Richardson already got hurt. There's two games that are going on right now, but only one is on TV. It's the Colts-Ravens. Dude, Richardson got popped. It was a sack. And initially, they said that it was his head because he got hit, like, in his chest. And it looked like he took a little shot in the head there as well. But it was not. It was his hand. And it's the preseason. Anybody gets any kind of hurt, they're just automatically going to pull you out of the game. But for Richardson, this is just all too normal for him. All too normal. CB Dizzle, what do you grade Monty? I grade him a B minus a little bit because of being behind Gibbs, and then a little bit because of the injury. Because he is someone who's known for getting hurt. Said he's a bum.
He's a bum. He was a bum then, and he's a bum now.
Stone Cold the Gamer, Derrick Henry, or Patrick Mahomes? Derrick Henry. Oh, also, hey, curious. Does anybody have a kid that they want to get into fantasy football? Because I'm doing the kids fantasy football league again that Noble's in, and I can't remember off the top of my head what other 420 crew members have their kids in there, but it's a free league. I get a ring for the winners. There is still at least that going on for them. There's still something on the line, but yeah, Bound to reach out to you this weekend. Has got quite a few signups for the streams. You got it, bro. Football is back, baby. Football is back. CB Dizzle said, I need a grade. Okay, so I'm going to be... I have to hop off early today because I'm going to be going and recording on that other channel. So I'm going to be shutting this down probably in an hour from now. So anybody who wants a grade, I'm going to be marking it down and we'll do it tomorrow. And Toyota One said, what age? I would say Noble's 8. I feel like most of the kids, I would say Noble's probably going to be the youngest one in there, but I would say between 8 and 12 or 13, something of that nature. All right, let me see. Let me get to where I got the... Okay, so we got CB Dizzle. Okay. And who else? A Weezer. Where is it? There we go. Marking you down. Ha! Harder! He said, we are so fucking back. You damn right. You damn right. And then, yeah, we're shooting for 10 teams. Going to be a super flex as well. No tight end spot. We're getting the kids on our style of play, okay? Not these bullshit leagues. And CB Dizzle, T. Higgins grade. T. Higgins is a B for me. So my youngest is 15, so a little too old for that league. It's just one of those things. I'm giving the age. It's just like I was given the age of who I think is in there. If he's never played fantasy football before, it doesn't matter. Get him in there, bro. That's really what it is. We really just don't want some ringer in there who's going to whoop everybody's ass, who's like never played before, only played 1 year before this. That's really the requirement. Magic Man said, we're using the full clock. What's going on? Everybody wanting to clock suck, bro. Everybody wanting to clock suck. But yeah, that's really the requirement, Toyota One. Is that they be somewhat new to fantasy. But I know Noble's super excited. It's hilarious because Noble will be doing like, he'll just create like 100 yard rushes, just like getting ready. He's like, I gotta make sure my guy's trained. Oh man, it's such a boring time. Such a boring game right now. First half a lot better. The second half, shit, we'll be lucky if we get any scores or even get any movement out of these guys. Okay, so he's never played, but he loves football. Okay. Yeah, if he's never played before, yeah. This is the type of league. Because, yeah, Noble's played one season, and that's it. And there were so many times where he would just forget. And I'd be like, dude, have you checked your team? Have you checked your team? It's Wednesday. Better go make sure that you don't have anybody on bye tomorrow. And I am watching. The only game that's on TV right now is the Colts and the Ravens. The Bengals game isn't on TV. And then the game that starts at 7 o'clock is going to be the Seahawks and Raiders. And that's the one that I did the squares for. I already sent it out to everybody. And hey, St. Louis fan discount, what up? He said, "What? Good evening." He said, what should we do with Judkins? Got an offer, Breece Hall. Should I take it or hold Judkins? Shit, I'd take it. Oh, the Bengals game is on TV. When I was looking at it on Yahoo, it didn't give me a network that it was on. But good to know. I'm gonna get the multi-channel going right now. But yeah, I guess I didn't even check. I just went off of what I saw on Yahoo, and it said that this game was on the NFL Network, and then that the Bengals game wasn't on anywhere. So Yahoo slacking. No, it's totally me messing up. I just thought that game wasn't on TV. So now I'm going to pull it up where I have both games on the same screen. I was just slacking. And when would you do the draft? He doesn't live with me. I'd get him every other weekend. We could plan it around that. If he wants to get in, you want to get him in there as well. We could make sure it's like that weekend. Because, yeah, what weekend would you have them? Would you have them like Labor Day weekend or the weekend before? Because those are pretty much the two weekends where it would happen. Because I want to wait until after week 3 of the preseason before I do most of the redrafts. That'll be one of the ones for sure that'll be pushed off. But, yeah, let me know, dude. All good. And see, I'm slacking. Yeah, Phil said all the games on Sunday Ticket via the streaming service. Yeah, I just didn't think that one was on. Labor Day weekend got until Monday. We can make sure that it's that weekend. Come on. Said McGee looks so good. Woo. All right. Whew. Yeah, of course, bro. Yeah, on Sleeper. Yes. I'm not going to set these kids up for failure and have them using ESPN or NFL or anything like that. We got to set these kids up for success. We got to make sure that our predecessors know what's up. And did I shout out Crispy? What up, Crispy? Stone Cold the Gamer said, yo, tell someone to get Derrick Henry. I know it's a little small, but Derrick Henry was gone in the first round. He was the 9th overall pick. Yeah, this one, very chill. As far as I see, the QB's going crazy, but man, what happened to Zucru? He's on auto. The hell's going on? But yeah, that'll work out good, Toyota one. So I assume you got him this weekend and then 2 weekends from now. So yeah, see if he wants to do it. And then we can figure out, because probably going to be, especially like you, like Saturday is your Friday, right? I'd probably just shoot for that Sunday, whatever the date is. I don't know what the date is, but whatever that date is, that Sunday right before Labor Day. I'm almost certain that would work better for me anyways, because I want to help Noble with the, I'm not going to tell him who to pick, but you got to make sure that he has a little bit of an idea of what's going on. Make sure that he doesn't auto or anything. Okay. Cuckoo. Yeah, someone got auto. Oh, he's been on auto the whole time. Man, what the hell happened, man? Did he fall asleep? I know he works hella early and he's on the East Coast, and a lot of times he's not even up. A lot of times he's not even up past 9 East Coast. Yeah, he's slacking. Parent supervision for sure. Yeah. And seeing like Noble, he already knows, man. I told him he better start paying attention. And we're drafting all the time. All he's got to do is just pay attention just a little bit. Yeah, this draft is going slow. A lot of clock sucking going on. All right, we're gonna have to get a song going or something here. Let's see. Dang it. Yeah, one of the things that sucks about when the football games are going on is that people always have. It's for people who like forget to pay for the fucking streaming and shit. Oh, I gotta watch the game. I'm like, dude, go fucking pay. All right, why the hell? All right, I got it on the Eagles. I'm just seeing, I got the Eagles, Bengals, and I didn't know DTR was on the Eagles. Cuckoo. And he said, Stone Cold. What? Stone Cold. What? The Stone Cold theme. What? Dang it, what the heck? Hold on. Getting a little wide receiver run now. All right. And dang it, which there goes this one. Okay. Raiders Seahawks there. I got all 3 games. That game's not on yet, but I got that one up in the back of the headline. It says Carroll ready to win now. So yeah, no shit. What's he supposed to say? That they're gonna lose and they're gonna be trash. Who is number 15 on the Colts? I can't see it. I'm assuming that's the 3rd stringer. I forget his name. Whole lot of nothing. It could be Riley Leonard, and I totally forgot his name, but it could be. Let's see. Yep, totally is Riley Leonard. At least the last couple plays, they're just letting him hand it off. So let's see if they actually do anything. Oh, they're talking to Kenny. I want to score more right now. Yes. Yeah, what are they going to do here? But yeah, I know Noble, he's really excited to get, he's super excited to get this league up and running. Nothing much, nothing crazy. Warren or Myers? Which I'm still going to lean Jacoby. Is Jacoby Myers or the tight end Warren? Still going to lean Jacoby. Nice. Jeremiah Trotter's out there, just made a play on the ball. What number is he? 54. Got to be on the lookout for him. See if he's going to follow in his pop's footsteps. Stone Cold.
With one beer, two beers, three beers, a shot of whiskey, a margarita, and a Bloody Mary.
McPherson nails his field goal. So exciting. They're talking about Cam Bynum over there. At least I saw his name flash up on the screen. Dude, CJ Gardner-Johnson did get hurt. Luckily, I saw, yeah, it happened after I made my training camp video for the day. So it'll be something that I mentioned tomorrow. Luckily, they said his ACL is intact, but that's what they thought that it could have been initially, was a potential ACL. Luckily for him, they said his ACL is intact. So I still don't know what's wrong with him, like, all the way, but at least hopefully he doesn't have anything season ending. Dude, like Rayshon Jenkins, you guys see that? My post on Patreon? Dude, the Chargers curse continues. Rayshon Jenkins, what, torn patellar tendon, I think? Dude, out for the year. Out for the year. Chargers don't even get to play one game with their starting five offensive linemen. Not even one game. Not even a preseason game. Dude, the curse. The curse, man. It continues. See, the curse lives on, man. The curse lives on. And I, like, dude, it's not like anything that I do has anything to curse the Chargers. This is just how bad that they're cursed. Look, even before the season, where they have the highest expectations on them in the longest time, they take a huge ass hit like this right away. Can't even get them through training camp. Like, less than a month after getting that huge deal. They're cursed, man. They are cursed.
Yep. I told you guys. I told you.
Oh. Ooh, crispy.
Know your role and shut your mouth.
Who the hell is that on the Eagles? Powell? Yeah. CB Dizzle, Addison, a bad starter. He was like a B- to me before. Now he's like a C+. So I would say if he's your last starter, it's not bad. But like after that news came out, I mean, he was going as a bench player for one of the first drafts after he got suspended. He went like the 13th or 14th round. I know that it's not going to be like that all the time, but I would say more often than not, I bet you could get him in the with a bench pick if you are patient. Because where did he go right now? No, it's not even here. Yeah. So you're talking about in another league or another division, probably. Yeah, because he hasn't even gone here yet. And yeah, so he's going to go here as, I guess, a potential bench player. It depends. Depends on who picks him, because if you have three QBs, round 11 is your last starter. But if you only have two QBs, round 11 is your first bench player. Oh, look at DTR moving the ball, threading the needle. Dude, Ravens look like ass with all their backups. I want the Ravens. Are they still on their crazy, like, insane streak of like seven seasons of winning, being undefeated in the preseason or some shit? I'd like to make a note that they were being con 27. What? 27-17 and Burrow and Chase and Higgins starting. Say that again, Brown. Yeah, say that again. Seems like it doesn't make sense, like auto-corrected. Follow Rob Thomas and who's going to be at the Expo this weekend? Not me. Like, it sucks, man. I wish it was easier to get to, but dude, the plane tickets would have cost me over $500 and then plus whatever it would have cost for the hotel. So I don't know. It just didn't seem worth it to me when like the entire event is like a $75 event and like an event that you could walk through in 10 minutes. Oh, CB Dizzle said, I got an 89 overall team right now. No way. You can't. You don't have your IDP in yet. Let's see. Where is he? That's a B on QBs. be on wide receivers. I mean, be on running backs. A, B, B. Probably a B plus on wide receivers. DTR looks so bad. Follow Rob, so I'll be drafting in the Fans Expo Saturday morning. Wish me luck. Good luck, bro. Crispy, but there's one problem. But
there's one problem. Everybody still thinks that I absolutely suck.
Oh, that's what it is. Sorry, we're beating Cincinnati 27-17. Okay, that's what it is. And first fans classic draft. Nice, bro. Nice. You better fucking represent. You better represent.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Everything is on commercial right now, except they're talking to someone on the Raiders. I have no idea who that is, though. Stone Cold the Gamer. Have you seen the ending of Squid Games? Yes. Has anybody watched Squid Games? Not the reality show. Oh, so Gino's going to play, apparently. Okay. Yeah, let's see. I wonder how long the starters actually play for the Raiders today. Probably not that long. Stroking off Brock Bowers on the pregame right now. Yeah, now it's just when it all sucks. It's like only the first half is good. They're showing some kind of like flag football like thing going on. You know what's interesting is apparently, so the NFL, like they sold all everything to like Disney and ESPN, right? And like apparently it's so they don't focus on anything except for NFL games. Like them, like they're talking about expanding to the 18 game season. They're talking about getting like flag football to be more of a thing, like now that it's going to be in the Olympics. So yeah, I wonder if that's true. But one thing that I also heard is that the NFL selling everything to Disney, they don't have to give the players a cut of anything. That would be fucked up. Okay. Perfect. I didn't see who, I didn't know who was quarterback, and I didn't know who intercepted that, but I saw Eagles interception. Okay. Time to smoke a little bit more. And oh, Buddha Baker. Speaking of smoking. Oh, man, right after the Van Ginkle and Aiden Hutchinson. Zoo Crew, his team isn't looking horrible for someone that's auto-drafted every pick. At least, yeah, it's not two running backs that I would like, but there's people who literally pick those two running backs. Yeah, and everything is just going so slow with the Colts game. I just want the Raiders-Seahawks to start so we can see some starters again. We got nothing but crazy backups. And good luck to everybody. I sent out the square board to everybody already. So good luck. Good luck. Nice. Weezer said he's seen all of it. Yeah. That was Squid Game is a crazy, crazy show. I wonder if they're going to do another. I wonder if they're going to get another reality show, like the real version of the Squid Game. I wonder if they're going to bring that back anytime soon. I think they've only had one season of that, right? I know Mr. Beast did his own like version of the Squid Games, but that doesn't count. But yeah, these games, very blah. Way more exciting at the beginning, that's for sure. And man, you know what? I was hating on Warren a little bit. It was more hating on the Colts. Man, I would just say with how bad they are at working their wide receivers into the mix, I bet Warren, like the way that they use him is going to be crazy. I hope there'll be a season 4 of the USA version. That'd be interesting. I wonder if USA would make a version of it. It's almost like they don't have to because just being on Netflix. Yeah, I don't know. I doubt there's going to be a season 4 with that cast, though. The main guy died. Oh, sorry. Spoiler alert. Who is that for the Ravens? Number 30. Is that Justice? Is that Keaton Mitchell?
Yeah.
I know Mitchell's probably going up against like fourth and fifth stringers right now, but he does look nice, just like shaking and baking right in there by the line, using the vision, getting his cuts going, and then, yeah, turning a play where he was almost hitting to the behind the line of scrimmage to first down, I think. That one, not as much. Maybe some. Oh, will be the new 456. Interesting. Maybe. If you want my third in the startup, I want 3 picks in the top 10. I don't do that trade pick shit. Take your offer and shove it up. You can shine that offer up real nice. Turn that zombie sideways and stick it straight up your candy ass. Yeah, I think what the problem is when so many people make those trades, it's then certain people just think, oh yeah, I could get away with this. Because I'll never accept a trade like that. Like, this is not my flavor at all. Ravens are driving. Let's see. Can they get some points up on the board outside of a field goal? Only 5 minutes left in that game. And the Raiders Seahawks, about to get started. Here we go. And we're going to see some starters. I don't know if the Seahawks are starting starters or not, though. Haven't heard anything about that. And I'm sure we'll see Milton at some time. Oh, 3rd and 12. Never mind. I spoke too soon. Ta, crispy. You trade to win the game.
You play to win the game.
Hello.
You play to win the game.
You play to win the game. Speaking of the game.
Time to play the game.
CB Dizzle said, I wish there was some type of streaming service to watch the game. Man, I'm just going to remind everybody once again, if you guys need a way to watch all of the games, I'm partnered up with the streaming service that is the best. It is the best around. It's only $40 per month. And with that $40, you get every single sports package, including NFL Sunday Ticket, and you get 100% of games. So it's not just Sunday Ticket. You get the Thursday night games. You get the Monday night games, Sunday night games, everything in addition to Sunday Ticket. You get every UFC pay-per-view. You get all the other sports packages as well. It has every single cable channel, so all the regional channels like as well. So if you want to see like your local CBS News or whatever, like, it's on there. Same thing with all the other like major networks. And there's like over 50,000 movies on there. So if you're a moviegoer, this has pretty much all the movies off all the streaming apps plus way more. And then the same with the TV shows as well. And it's only $40 a month, and I can save you guys money if you sign up for 3, 6, or 12 months as well. Did y'all see that recent list for Denver? Starter Harvey is 4th, Dobbins is 1st. Yeah, and that's normal. That's how it should be. Harvey's got to earn his way to the top. And Dobbins has already proved it in the NFL. So, like, he is the veteran that should be there to start. All right. Raiders and Seahawks next. Like, I wonder how much the starters are going to play for both sides of the ball. Dang it. What the heck, man? Why do I got no sound on this? right. Yeah. I'm going to just pull in this single game up now. The other one's done data anyways. Anyone got Lamar Jackson? Heck yeah, dude. Lamar Jackson was the fourth pick. Fourth total pick. Fourth overall pick. Ooh, Wandale Robinson. Let's see it. Come on, Gino. And I wonder what Seattle starters we're going to get. Is there going to be any defensive guys and any offensive guys? And then just a reminder, guys, I'm going to be hopping off here a little bit earlier than normal. I'm going to be doing a show with the Sports Idiot Nation. So I'm going to be hopping off here in 30 minutes. So if anybody is trying to throw in some super chats for some dab action or anything like that, let's get it going now. Oh, they're showing Devin White's out there and Landon Roberts. I know Landon Roberts is the starter, but I wonder where Devin White's going to mix in at, especially with Jermaine Pratt over there now. Very curious. Oh, yeah, Jamal Adams. Dude, they said Jamal Adams is going to play linebacker strictly. He's not going to play safety for them anymore. He's not going to play safety anymore. He's going to play linebacker. So let's see, man. Let's see. But, dude, their linebacker core is pretty crazy now. So you got Jermaine Pratt. You got Landon Roberts. You got Devin White. And you got Jamal Adams now. All right, let's see. To get us ready. I know it's not Monday Night Football, but just like football in general, this makes me think of it. Malik, what up, bro? Hey, didn't you have a birthday recently? Happy belated birthday, man. How old are you now? All right, let's smoke it up. Damn, someone just got Joe Flacco hella late. Oh, it was Weezer. It's Anthony Weezer. Got Flacco hella late. People just forgot about him. Okay, here we go. Raiders getting the ball first. Dude, 22? Really? Damn. Oh, yeah, duh. Last year, I forgot, was your 21st birthday. Because we went to the casino last year. Yeah, nice. Congrats, bro. Yes, sir. Good to hear. Zamir White. Zamir White is returning the kick. You got a nice little return. All right, let's see who's all. Let's see how many starters are actually starting for the Raiders. I see Gino out there. Let's see who else is out there. Let's see. We're going to get Jacoby Myers, Brock Bowers action. I see Jacoby. Pretty sure that's Brock. Or wait, is that Mayer? Oh, Genty's in the backfield. Whew, first down for Gene. Okay, that was Bowers, right? Isn't Bowers 87 or 86? So they went with a play action to Genty to start. And I don't know if that was Leonard Williams. I think it was. But he totally bid on that. But yeah, let's see. Was that Leonard Williams? Okay, yeah, 87. Okay. Oh, there goes Genty. Oh! First carry for 3 yards. Just put him in the Hall of Fame already. I'm glad that we get to see Genty. Glad that we get to see him. Let's see how he looks, though. I know everyone's ready to, like, crown him. We know he's going to be good. But I think people think he's going to come in and shit on the NFL. We'll see. Ooh, Gino got lucky. Ah. Whack. Man, Gino could have got fucked up on that play. Just totally wide open. Uh-oh, he's back. Said the computer shut down. Glad to have you back, Stone Cold Gamer. Oh, Jacoby dropped it. Hey, Amon Warry's out there. Oh. Let's go see. All right. So if we had some starters for the Raiders offense, I'm assuming we're going to have some starters for the Raiders defense. And let's see who we got starting for the Seahawks. Uh-oh, I just yelled. They said Max Crosby's coming out. Crispy, you ass. All right, all right. Yeah, I'm not sure when they said the episode that we're going to record. I'll find out when it's going to drop for Sports Idiot Nation. I'm going to keep trying to do my best to get little short clips and get that shared on the YouTube channel as well. Just more and more content. What do you guys think about this? Zoo Crew's team is getting, I don't know if it's getting screwed necessarily, but they drafted Micah Parsons and now all these DLs. He's trying to get his Ziggy on. Yeah, Ziggy. Craziest IDP team drafted in this tournament last night. Just so crazy. Not a DL for Zoo Crew. Antoine Winfield Jr., let's get it. Kirk Morrison, man, he was dope on IDP back in the day. Yeah, Kirk Morrison, man, he was solid for IDP back in the day. CB Diz is so Genty's a bust. Nah, man, dude, his first carry was 3 yards. I said Hall of Fame. But yeah, it's funny how people are going to go crazy one way or the other because of this. Okay, so Seahawks have no starters in. Yeah, Raiders don't care. They got all their starters in either way. They'll probably play them a series or two. Dude, but don't let your backups, or don't let the backup Seahawks players bust your starting, don't let the backups like bust your starting defense though. NFL channel, switch back to the other game. Who cares? Back to the starters. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, at least we get to see some Raiders starters. Yeah, TJ, yep, don't bother drafting Genty. I'm not going to. He's just going to be too expensive for me. People are going to draft him in the first, and I just wouldn't. Peace out, Stone Cold Gamer. Uh-oh, what happened? Fat fingered that pick. Who, Ayuk? Man, that's a good pick in the 19th. Like, just remember, 2 months ago, he was being drafted in the 9th round. I know he's hurt, but he's still going to play. Oh, who? Beck? That's not a bad pick either, though. Man, you got saved there because Bateman sucks. Like, you haven't heard me say don't fall for the bait, man. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it, my man. So was that Devin White? What number is Devin White? He's 45, right? Yeah, 45. Let's see. How do they have the depth chart? So Jamal Adams is the backup. Jermaine Pratt, Alandon Roberts, and Devin White are all the starters. Hey, number 69.
69, dudes!
Oh, look at that. Martinez in the backfield. Let's see if he gets a touch or two. A rumbling, bumbling, stumbling. First down. Yeah, Martinez got lucky. He was holding that edge rusher. You can see him grab his jersey. Here we go. Let's see it. Let's see it. Uh-oh. Ooh, Locke got lucky. Looked like that was about to be intercepted. Just coming right out of his hand. Stokes Jr. Another dropped ball. Let's see if they can convert on 3rd and 10. Max Crosby can't even get past these second stringers. Oh, pull him out. Drew Lock thought he was doing something. He sucks. You idiot. Okay, I wonder, are the Raiders coming back? All right, might be time for a song. Let's see. Let me go back to this one. All right. Probably got about 10 more minutes, so if anyone has any questions or anything, let me know.
It's my way. It's my way. It's my way. My way of the highway.
Yeah, that was a good pick by Pola Mao. He was fully extended on that layout dive. All right, and Gino's out of there. But Brock, looks like Gino's the only one who's out of there. Brock's still in there. Genty's still in there. Yeah, it's O'Connell that's in there now. My way. It's my way of the highway. My way. It's my way. My way of the highway. Right? Yeah, a little bit different, right? Because he would stand straight up in college. He's not standing straight up. But yeah, look at that, man. It's getting swarmed. I don't know if it's their starting O-line in there still. I'm assuming it is. Just looks way different. But Jetty's value's going down a little bit. And for redraft, anyways.
My way or the highway. My way. It's my way or the highway. But you never know. But you never know.
First. Yeah, yeah. Let's see what they do. I don't see Jacoby Myers out there, so maybe that's who they pulled, is Geno and Jacoby. It never sucks. Man. No way. Verse left with a knee injury. When did that happen? Damn, it sucks, man. Allie Jam, what up? Bro, you got in here right before I'm bouncing. I'm going to go record with Sports Idiot Nation here in episode. So I'm cutting out of here a little early tonight. But we'll smoke another bowl before I get out of here. Yeah, all these games are trash anyways. But you never know. But you never know. Wonder who has the 0-0 the way these guys are looking right now. It could be like that. Let's see. Who's got 0-0? That's Big Daddy Sean. Saw on the bottom of the screen. I said he banged his knee and left the game. Okay. O'Connell sucks. He's doing a live stream, has to recording. Recording, yeah, so it won't be live. Okay, I'll hit up tomorrow, 99% sure. 12 guys do it. Okay. Dude, that'd be awesome, bro. That would be awesome. And I found someone who's trying to fill a league right now. They got 3 people in so far. He said it might take them a week or so to fill it, but we'll see. We'll see. It just adds to the running total. Anything is working. Yeah, Raiders online looks like Swiss cheese. Yeah, I don't know if it's the starters in are right now, because I think the only starters who were in were Brock and Jenty. I think they might have pulled the others. Can we pick a time? Yeah, yeah. Like, you guys pick whatever time you want. It has to be a fast draft, though. Cannot be a slow draft. Has to be a fast draft. You guys want to do 2 minutes or whatever, that's fine. But yeah, you can pick a time, all up to you. But yeah, just got to be a fast draft. That's the only stipulation. John Harbaugh announced Ravens cornerback Bilal Cohn. I don't know, tore a ligament in his knee, out for the season. That's rough. I don't know who that is, but Ravens cornerback. Cool. Yeah. Time will be 1,000,000% up to you guys. I don't care when it is or whatever. Like, literally, you guys tell me. I'm going to set up the time and set it to auto start. And if it doesn't auto start, let me know. Because, like, sometimes it just doesn't auto start for whatever reason. But yeah, should just start at the time that you guys want and then good to go. Cool. Appreciate you, brother. And yeah, I can give you a link. I can give you a link as well, and I won't share it with anyone else. I'll just give it to you. Ricky went down towards the beginning of the game. Oh, okay. Yeah. These young cornerbacks. All right. I'm going to smoke a bowl, and then I'm going to get ready to get up out of here. And don't forget, if anybody wants a grade, let me know now. I'm going to make a note of it, and then I'll be doing it tomorrow. Yeah. Lay low, Lyle. Got into the slow draft filling. That one's getting close to filled. I think someone else joined. Let me double check. We got 3 spots as of now. But I know one person asked for the slow draft link. So I'm going to message them that. Okay. But yeah, I want to fill slow drafts for another 9 or 10 days. All right, guys. I'm going to get out of here. Stay through the credits. Woo. Salute to our executive producer, Justin Pickle in a Jar. To our producers, salute. Co-producers, salute. Sounds good, Cali Jam. Yes, sir. Let me know. Associate producers, salute. Epic supporters, salute. Awesome supporters, salute. And then Brown, I am marking you down right now. And we'll see you guys tomorrow. Peace out, everybody. Peace out, Stone Cold Gamer.
On me!
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night! If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm gonna take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.